You're listening to SBS News.
Since stores were forced to close in March, almost a million people have put their home or business loans on hold. For around half, the six-month grace period is over. One of those back at the negotiation table is Melbourne-based Bronnie Lane.
My business went to a zero income overnight.
She runs an events and publicity company which used to manage some of Australia's biggest names in comedy. But with gatherings cancelled across the state, her business is on hold.
Essentially, I'll just continue to do whatever is available to me as a business owner to keep my business open, because having been in business for over 10 years, you just work too hard and you go through too many ups and downs to just shut the doors.
She's been able to negotiate a three-month extension. It's breathing room for now, but at some point the loan will need to be repaid. 900,000 Australians have put $274 billion in debt on hold. That's one in nine mortgages and one in six business loans. So far, 20% have restarted repayments. That means 80% of those with deferred loans may not yet be in a position to pay down debt. The CEO of the Australian Banking Association, Anna Bligh, says banks will ring customers to work out an individual solution.
For those customers who can't make full repayments but can make some, banks will be working with them to restructure their loans, vary their loans, entering into a period, for example, of interest-only payments for a period of time. For those customers who are still doing it very tough, they may be eligible for a further deferral period of up to 4 months.
But there's no certainty the economic conditions will improve. Unemployment is expected to rise and government supports will be tapered from the end of September. The Small Business Association's Anne Nalder says many are relying on Christmas spending to push them back into the black. The government extending measures until the end of the year that allow insolvent businesses to continue to trade.
So I think it's a very good idea to give time for the business owner to evaluate the situation. Then they can make an informed decision as to whether they close shop or not. But let's not be too hasty to pull the rug from under their feet.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.